Good afternoon, everyone. It's about 3:15 on Thursday the 28th of May, and this is May Day's 28. And I'm sitting outside in the sunshine. It's a little bit breezy, and the sun's been a bit in and outy. But I'm out in the sun, and I'm having tea and cream cake, which is not really what I need. But when Jeff and Nama were here, and we bought some cream cakes, Ronan added some to my basket and he went a bit over the top. Now I wanted some Victoria sponge. And the only one they have is a fresh cream one. And they're actually mini ones. And they've got to be eaten today. So I always had one. They get two in a packet. And I've just cut one in half because I think the whole one is too big for me. But I've just done acrobatics with it. It came in this hard plastic shaped moulded box that comes in half, you know the sort of thing I mean. I gave Obi his on a paper plate with a serviette, which is what I've got. And then I cut mine in half, put one half on my plate and the other half back in the container. I went to put it in the fridge, but somehow it fell out of my hand. The lid came off the container, the cake flew out, and I miraculously somehow caught it in midair. And the top of the my serviette nearly blew away in. I caught that as well. My reactions are quite good today. The lid fell to the floor. I caught the cake in my hand. But somehow in doing so, I bashed the side of my hand on the part of the fridge door. I've taken a layer of skin off, and it hurt too much to swear. It didn't bleed, but it's just really sore. I probably could have eaten the other half. But hey-ho. Oh, sorry, darling, can you get through? Audio booze on.
Right. Can I ask you a favour?
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you drinking tea?
Yeah.
What do you want to do right now?
Just sit and drink my tea. Why?
Take your time, no hurry, no rush.
What do you want me to do? Yeah, of course. I'll just finish my tea and then I'll come in and do it.
No, don't rush, just take your time.
What are you going to make, an omelette? Who are you talking to? One of the evils. There's only one egg left, did you know?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know, because Connor and Rosie had some eggs, but they bought their own, so I don't know how many eggs they had between them, because I always buy a dozen, and there was quite a few of them left. I don't know how many were left. And then there was an empty half-dozen box, which Connor must have bought. Well, Ronan said there's only one left anyway. As you can tell, Obi's home. He took a day off. He spent most of it weeding the front patio, not patio, driveway. It's quite a big area. It's about 50 foot long. And there's cracks in the pavement where the weeds grow up. Last year we got some weed killer that's okay for animals. It's not good if they tread on it, but we did it, and it takes 2 hours to dry. You have to do it on a warm day. And he watched it to make sure no birds went near it or anything like that. I mean, it got rid of some of it, but we really did need to do it a second time, and we never did it. So it grew up again. This time he's done it all by hand. He's pulled it up by the roots, but we'll see if it comes back. We don't really like using stuff like that because of the animals. Not just ours, but wildlife and other people's, like cats and even their dogs run in there sometimes because we've got no gate or no barrier. You know, there's nothing stopping them. It's open to the road. And now he's mowing the lawn again, as you can hear. It's only about a week and a half since he did it, but this time of year it grows like, well, let's say it grows like wildfire, I suppose you can. I had a really bad night again. I've had a few better ones than last night, because yesterday I kept sleeping in the day. I slept in the night and in the day. I just like crashed out. I kept sleeping all day yesterday, and I knew I wouldn't sleep at night, so I didn't go to sleep till about 9:30 this morning. I started book 2 of Outlander, which is called, what's it called? Dragonfly in Amber. I'm enjoying that. Excuse me, blowing my nose on audio booth. I suppose if I've got hay fever, then this isn't really the place to be right now, but it's too nice sunshine to let it pass without me acknowledging it. So I'm sitting outside with my tea, and I've eaten my cake, half a cake. And Obi wants to make an omelette. Excuse me. But you see, he hates slicing the vegetables. There'll be onions, tomatoes and peppers, probably. I think I used all the mushrooms. So that's about where we're at. Ronan's at home, Connor's at work. I love the smell of newly mown grass. It's really lovely, and the sun's so hot. I don't think this was really forecast. Well, certainly not earlier in the week. May Days is slipping by. I haven't heard anything about Audio Mo, but I presume it's taking place. So I guess I'll just start it on the 1st of June, whether I hear anything about it or not. How's it going, darling? Well, the phone's ringing.
My phone?
No, the landline. Toof, toof. Toof-toof at the door. It can't have been too bad. It was only not even 2 weeks since you did it, was it?
Yeah.
But it's nice to keep it under control. We're getting more and more stuff around the side, though, aren't we?
Huh?
More and more stuff around there. I think next week we need to put some of it.
Can you believe we got a full yellow bag just off the front?
Well, I can believe it because it's a big area, isn't it?
This is just off the front. Hold it.
I'm not holding it. I'll feel it.
No, just raise it up. Try to pick it up.
It's heavy. I can't pick that up with one hand.
That's just the driveway.
Well, so it's quite a big area, the driveway, isn't it? Okay, there's been a long break in transmission because my mum called me. She's been trying to track me down for a couple of days. Then Obi had to go into work. He had a day off today, but he had to go into work because there's some issue about the agency staff, about them cutting shift or something. And So he tried to ring up and find out what was going on, and they said that the people need to go and see the manager about it. So that's what he's done. And now he's left the lawnmower out, and I've got to try and find it. I'm not going to put it in the shed because there's too much stuff in there, but I'm going to put it in the cat's room in case it rains, and then I'm just going to... I can't take you with me, so I'll just have to shout. I've got to trace the wire to find it. Right. I've got to trace the extension lead. Now, where's the extension lead? Put it on this chair. Honestly, there's always something. Can't mind out the way, Tutu. I've got to follow the wire. Follow the yellow brick road. I'm threading it through my hands. Ah, it's gone. Sorry. Oh, here it is. Right in front of me. I'm just getting it down off the grass. Come on, Tutu. Hope it doesn't suddenly start up. I think I'm going to unplug it. I don't want to take it any further because I think I'll have a fit if that suddenly started up. Okay, I've unplugged it now. It's all getting tangled up. Come on, you stupid. I've got to get it up a great big step now. I don't even know if it can fit through the door. Bloody hell, why did he go out and leave me to do this? I think I'm going to have to open it. I've got a double door. Open the door. I don't very often open their double door, so I hope I can do it. Hold on, I'll be back. Just enjoy the peace. How to open this door. I know that sounds stupid, but it's a long time since I've opened a double door. And I can't remember how to do it. It's not the same as the other one.
How does it go? I don't know if I can do it. Now, I can't do the pizza buying a door.
Okay, there was a big kerfuffle of me trying to open the door and getting the lawnmower in, which I did, but in the end I've cut that all off because you couldn't really hear what I was saying that well because I was a bit too far away. Well, I listened to the end of it and wow, the wind, it sounds like the sea. It's dropped now. Really strange. It's a little bit of a breeze, but that was like high up in the trees. There's some very tall trees at the end of the garden. Anyway, folks, I've got the lawnmower into the cat's room. I managed to get the door open. Then I had trouble closing it, and then I did manage to close it. And then I saw that the extension lead, part of the wire, was shut in under the door frame. So I hope I haven't broken the wires inside that. What's that noise? Okay. He does normally clear up after him, but he went out in a bit of a hurry because of all this work business. So I'm not very pleased with him, really, leaving me to do that. I could put it away in the shed, but the shed's so full of stuff because we can't put anything in the loft here. Well, we could, but we haven't got a ladder, and there's no boards up there, and there's no lights. So when we moved in, we put everything in the shed, and now I don't want to open the loft door because I'm sure it's full of smoke from the fire. So I've got some old suitcases and boxes and stuff in there. And the lawnmower's quite big and it's hard to fit in, so I don't really want to have to fight with it. So I hope he will put it away when he gets back, because I don't want to leave it in there. It's all right for now. At least it keeps it dry, and if it does rain, because the sun's gone in now, but if it rains, then it will be kept safe. The wind's come back now in the high up in the trees. Anyway, I think that's enough of me going on, so I'm going to upload this. Sorry it was a bit boring, but I'll be back for number 29, day 29, tomorrow. Bye for now.